testing different walnut rootstocks for crown rot susceptibility. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Greg Brown is a USDA research plant pathologist who is researching crown rot in walnuts.
We included rootstock standards, Vlatch, RX1, and VX211, and then this RX1. And then we included four experimental rootstocks that a year after this trial was planted, we inoculated with Agrobacterium tumefaciens or on separate trees. My lab, we infested the soil around the root crowns with two Phytophthora species, Phytophthora cinnamomi and Phytophthora citricola.
Last fall, the experiment was concluded.
With a backhoe and examined the root systems carefully. And here's what we found. Without infesting the soil and the control, no crown rot occurred. And then in the Phytophthora inoculated plots, our semi-susceptible standard Vlatch, 90% of the trees showed Phytophthora crown rot. RX1, none of the trees did show any crown rot. VX211, 76%. And then among the four experimental rootstock clones that we were testing, 0 to 76%. So one of them had zero, and the other three had some levels of crown rot, one of them pretty high, the 76.
That's Greg Brown, a USDA plant pathologist. Thanks for listening. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.